This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1811. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 4th, Australia, Bahrain, Bermuda, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Germany, Guatemala, Hawaii, Indonesia, Internet, Italy, Kashmir, Liberia, Malaysia, Netherlands, Nigeria, Sarawak, USA, Vanuatu, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The low-power Greek ethnic station in Sydney, Australia, Radio Simban, has not been heard for several months on 2368 kHz. However, in Australian DX News, John Faulkner, who's also in Sydney, reports it on two strange frequencies, 10040 in the aeronautical band, January 17th at 0309, a noisy but good signal, songs, Greek, local ads. Also heard a week later, January 24th at 0510 till 0700. And then on the 17th, another frequency, which he assumed was Radio Simban at least because it was playing Greek songs, 13370 at 0344 UT. Possibly he's just too close to some transmitter which is producing these strange products. Ron Howard in California reports Radio Bahrain, 9745, USB plus carrier, January 30th at 1419, with what sounded like the Maghrib evening call to prayer, which works out just about right for sunset in Bahrain. He says for several days have had decent reception, a nice selection of music, classical guitar, Middle Eastern singing. Here's another way to hear Bermuda than the way we mentioned last week. Some activity remaining within the medium wave broadcast band. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts reports ZBR Bermuda Radio on 2582 kHz. Heard nearly every evening at midnight 40 UT with a daily Bermuda marine weather forecast, including tide schedules, sunrise sunset times, and notices. It, of course, is in the upper sideband mode. There is a UK accent from the announcer, but a typical broadcast lasts only 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the conditions. He says reception here is good with clear audio just about every night. But you better tune in earlier than midnight 40, because Rich Ray in Chicago was hearing it January 28th. It came on at midnight 36 UT. S5 signal, fair but noisy. I've tried for it too, but so far no luck here in Oklahoma. As we mentioned last week, Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia had been missing for a while, and then we were hearing a hum buzz around its frequency, 6135. But as of February 3rd, Ron Howard in California says, they're back and no sign of their recent transmitter problems, 6134.81, until signing off at 0203 UT with their usual Santa Cruz song. There was some interference from Brazil, which was also back on, 6135.18. Big news this week is the return of Bougainville to shortwave. I'm filing it under B. Bougainville is part of Papua New Guinea. But you may recall several years ago there was a secessionist movement to separate from PNG, and geographically it's closer to being part of the Solomon Islands than of mainland, or the main island, Papua New Guinea. Anyhow, Ian in Australia tipped us that a new transmitter has been installed and was starting to test as of January 30th. He made it a game, not giving the details at first, but some clues as to what it might be. But it soon turned out to be 3325 kHz, the originally listed frequency for NBC Bougainville. And they're also testing their day frequency, 6020, even though it was nighttime, but we can't normally expect to hear it during the night hours from the same transmitter. Ian says he was hearing the test transmissions on the 49-meter outlet at 0750 UT with programming from the station, and he's been in contact with them by telephone. One of the clues was that it was in a copper mining area, and combining that with the 3 and 6 megahertz frequencies, I figured it had to be somewhere in Papua New Guinea. But first, to get the correct answer, putting all the clues together, was Tony Megan, also in New South Wales, VK2IC. But there is a problem. The trouble with 3325, as any DXer would know, is that there's another station not too far away on the same frequency, and it is active. Radio Republik Indonesia, Palangkaraya, 3325, and general listening since then indicates that it has the superior signal. At least there is a clash between the two when both of them are on the air, but the reactivated Bougainville seems to be still irregular. As noted by Ron Howard in California, who of course was checking these carefully every morning, neither one was on the air February 1st. Way off in Czechia, Karl Hanzik heard 6020.7, which he says was Bougainville, February 2nd, between 07 and off at 0842 UT. At his location, that would have to arrive by a very long path reception at that time of day. No one else so far has mentioned it being that far off frequency from 6020. And of course, there's also interference at some times of the day from other stations on 6020, such as Vietnam. I remarked when they were planning a comeback, why in the world didn't they also plan to come back on a clear frequency on the 90-meter band? Well, there's much more discussion of this, including going back into the history of the secessionist movement and how the new station is really at a different location than the original NBC station in Bougainville. In the new issue of DX Listening Digest, when published, number 16-05, theworldofradio.com. Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso is keeping up with the Brazilian shortwave scene via Hardcore DX. For example, here's what he says about Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia. It has, again, some problems with its shortwave transmitters. A few weeks ago, it was off the air from 11815 and then was emitting strong spurs between 11850 and 11875. Then it resumed transmitting on 11815, but recently it's off the air again, not only from that frequency, but from the other one, 4985. He says he also heard one of the spurs centered about 11867. I never did hear any of those spurs, but I do notice it's coming and going from 11815. While Salmoneve is in Victoria, B.C., not far from the CBC station on 6160 CKZU, Vancouver. But January 31st at 0146 UT, he says, compared to CKZN St. John's at the moment, CKZN is winning out. Although both are similar strength, they're about 11 hertz apart, both on the low side of 6160. Newfoundland a little stronger. So most of the audio I'm hearing is from them. It's interesting how propagation works. Ron Howard in California says, Happy New Year, Glenn. That is Chinese New Year, Monday, February 8th. The annual New Year's Eve Spring Festival Gala will be broadcast live via many shortwave Chinese stations, normally all in parallel. So a good chance to ID some of the regionals. It should be on the air after 12:30 UT, February 7th. There is a live audio feed from Chinese television, by the way, available, and the link to that is in DX Listening Digest. Radio Progreso in Cuba, 4765, continues to be having problems, often missing during its broadcast nominally scheduled between 0130 and 05 UT. I was not hearing it on February 1st. Richard Langley in New Brunswick checked on UT February 3rd at 0250, found a fair signal, but Kodar was spoiling reception of the pleasant Cuban music, but it went off about 0314. and then a bit later it went off for more than 10 minutes. It was back on at 3:30. Another seemingly irregular one is Equatorial Guinea, Radio Bata on 5005. Ron Howard says February 1st was a good day for African reception into California. He just missed the sign-on at 0516. There was one brief announcement in vernacular and otherwise nonstop, easy-listening pop songs. The signal was slightly improving by 0542. February 1st at 0404, I found a signal, S9 plus 20, but under-modulated talk, music, and more talk, on the very odd frequency of 7233.46. Surely that's the listed 100 kilowatt Ethiopian transmitter, which we know varies a lot on both sides of 7235. Our reference sources differ on which service is being carried on which days of the week. Voice of Eritrea or Voice of Peace and Democracy, also intended for Eritrea. Radio Ethiopia itself used to have an external service on 7235, including English at 16 to 17 UT, but that's not been reported in a long time. But I noticed that China Radio International also has English on 7235 during that hour via the Kashgar transmitter site in East Turkestan. Torsten Hallman in Germany says, I believe at least in the evenings that is only Voice of Peace and Democracy and not Voice of Ethiopia. Only Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 18 to about 18:30 UT. Wolfgang Büschel thinks this originally 100 kilowatt transmitter and others in Ethiopia are now running only 20 to 30 kilowatts and calls 7236 variable tiny. Well, it may not be 100 kilowatts, but it's certainly more than tiny when I heard it. I am not convinced there is anything to this, but Dr. Madrid of Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055, thinks his station is being relayed from a number of other sites around the world on frequencies very close to 4055. So if you should hear them at a time when propagation from Guatemala would not be possible, they're on the air between 10 and 0605 UT, more or less, do send a report to us and to him. In New Zealand, the X Times, Brian Clark has discovered a new format for KUPA, Pearl City, Hawaii, on 1370 kilohertz, heard January 19th in Chinese, with an ID in English and Chinese at 08 UT as KUPA AM 1370 and FM 103.9. He says the format was first noted on January 16th, but he could not find anything about this on the internet, so he made an update in Wikipedia. Well, this station had been one of several in the U.S. relaying China Radio International, mostly in English, but like some of the others, it apparently has switched to some other source of programming in the Chinese language. 1370 in Hawaii is 6.2 kilowatts, like all of them, non-directional. With attention focused on 3325 for the reactivated Bougainville, I was monitoring around 14 UT February 1st and was hearing an S6 signal, hard to make anything out, but there was a time signal ending at the very late hour of 2 minutes and 43 seconds past 1400, following what sounded like an interval signal. Ron Howard was listening at that very same time, and he says it was indeed R.I. Palankaraya, with their jingle and theme music and an inaccurate time signal. On that date, Bougainville was not heard at all. Another of the very few remaining Indonesian shortwave stations is Pro 1 R.I. Merauke, 3905. Ron Howard was not hearing it on January 31st, but did hear it February 1st until sign-off at 12:58, and this time it was much closer to the nominal 3905. It had been off-frequency in the past. Wolfgang Büschel checked it out and says it's still 28 hertz below 3905. Another Indonesian frequency may have reactivated. Anker Petersen in Denmark was hearing talk in the Indonesian language on 9680 exactly, January 30th at 1220, to 12:35. So he thinks it was program 4 from RRI Jakarta, which had last been reported on that frequency exactly 1 year ago. This was mixing, however, with interference from Taiwan and, I assume, China jamming it. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1811. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Henning Fallbruch in Germany, who sent a contribution in U.S. dollars via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. PayPal, of course, allows you to contribute in other currencies, and they'll do the conversion if necessary. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Chrissy Cochran reminds us that her new interview with me is airing this week on The Global Voice, Internet Radio. The first airing is Friday, February 5th at 17:30 UT. And there are a couple more in the following days. And after that, it'll also be available for 1 year in their program gallery. The website to go to read more about it and to get the audio is, one word, theglobalvoice.info. Oh, and the program itself is called Voices. Here's another pirate from Italy making a comeback, IBC. According to their Facebook, via Antonello Napolitano, after more than 30 years, Italian Broadcasting Corporation, the most famous free shortwave radio from Italy that was heard in most continents, has returned to the airwaves at the beginning of this year. They said they would broadcast on Friday, January 29th on 6970 from 1200 UT and then probably on 3905. I looked at their Facebook later, and they said they had got reports so far from 71 listeners, and those would be getting a paper QSL card. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington says he had it with a weak and improving clear signal on 6969.96. At 1606 UT, January 29th, with English and Italian IDs and pop music, seemed to sign off at 1615. Seiichi Hasegawa in Japan reports several Japanese DXers were receiving an NID broadcast station on 7030 in the ham band, signing on at 1310 until 1430 UT, times variable, first noted January 15th. On the 28th, they were finally able to copy an ID as Yesedaye Huriyat Jammu Kashmir Hai, meaning the voice of Jammu and Kashmir Freedom Movement. They think it's a 100-kilowatt transmitter, really, at Radio Pakistan, Islamabad, also known as Azad Kashmir Radio, which had been on 3995 and 5100. Then it was heard, of course, by Ron Howard in California, January 31st at 1354 with indigenous music. He couldn't make out the language, and there was heavy ham CWQRM. Mauno Ritola also helped identify it. Another report from Ron, February 1st, from 1340 to 1347 sign-off on 7030 with much better reception than the day before, in vernacular with some subcontinental music. Karl Hunzik in Czechia was hearing a station on 6050 January 27th, around 07 UT via a receiver in Madrid with an American religious program. He was also hearing it barely by 0800 and wondered what it could be. I said, it's ELWA in Liberia. I think they start at 0530, half an hour after HCJB quits on the same frequency, but I've had no luck hearing them. Brian Clark in New Zealand has, however. He reports ELWA 6050, Port Affair, January 19th at 0632 with an American religious program. 0700 into High Life Music. Obituaries at 731, an outstanding signal if it's only 1 kilowatt. He was able to follow it until tuning out at 07:55. About Malaysia, Ron Howard in California says, as of February 1st, it seems we can add these to the ever-increasing list of silent RTM stations. Asyik FM, Kajang on 6050, which along with Radio Klasik on 5965 and Trax FM 7295 have not been heard in quite a while. So when a transmitter breaks down now, they are just not repairing it, apparently. Well, at least I think the ones in Malaysia on 9835 and 11665 are still active. I occasionally hear them, although not very well. I was listening to the weekly broadcast of the mighty KBC from the Netherlands via Now in Germany. It was about 7 hertz above 6040. On the air only once a week, Saturday nights in North America, this was UT January 31st at 0126. It was 30 over 9 with heavy rock music, but rather heavy selective fading distortion as well, which only an inveterate shortwave listener would tolerate on the music. And furthermore, loud as it was not enough to blot out the heterodyne from Radio RB Deutsch in Brazil on the high side, about 6040.4. So I make a modest proposal. If they insist on broadcasting on a frequency versus a perpetual offset interferer, why not zero beat it? Match the frequency to at least get rid of the heterodyne. And listeners in Brazil to RB2 might also appreciate it. Of course, such a move would be totally contrary to international broadcasting ideals, although effective. But they're already a bit off frequency. However, some transmitters may not even be capable of deliberate fine-tuning between 5 kHz steps. While Salmaniv in British Columbia says it's unlistenable there with a weak signal and because of the Brazilian heterodyne. Then comes this news from Craig Christ in Virginia, who contributes a program segment to the Giant Jukebox. Unless the mighty KBC is able to secure additional sponsors, the March 27th broadcast to North America will be the final one on shortwave. Eric Van Villigen said, "We're looking for new sponsors and advertisers to keep it alive on shortwave," and also has announced this on the air. He spends a tremendous amount of money on the transmitters. Doesn't seem to matter if via Bulgaria, Germany, or Lithuania, the transmitter costs are high. So can anyone help with new sponsors? Go to www.kbcradio.eu to read more about it or to contact him via the website. I think he could get a better rate and surely better coverage of North America if he broadcasts via WRMI or WBCQ. Why not? And if he's still on via Europe in the A season, that should be back up on 7 or 9 megahertz with better results. As we said last week, Voice of Nigeria continues to be reported on 15120. They've also reactivated another frequency, 11770, but you can never be sure if it'll be there from one day to the next. Torsten Hallmann in Germany says it was on for Arabic at 1730. To 1800. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a new time for Radio Free Sarawak, the clandestine, on 15420 via Radio Veritas Asia Philippines transmitter. It's 1 hour later than before, now at 11:30 to 13 UT, confirmed February 1st via receivers he tuned in Tventa, Novosibirsk, Hong Kong, and Sydney. Des Preston in Michigan tells us that the standoff around Burns, Oregon at the Wildlife Refuge prompted a Tennessee ham operator, David Parrish, KI4THY, to interview various people in Burns, Oregon with his phone patch and transmitting the conversation over the air on 3843, presumably LSB. He's spoken to citizen activists, mother and daughter, and various people, but apparently not the actual people causing the standoff. Other ham operators and phone callers were asking questions, and it was also being streamed at livehams.com. This was 0722 UT, January 29th, when he told us about it. Now some news about scheduling of this program, World of Radio. We were surprised and pleased to hear from Alan Weiner at WBCQ, who says, I've decided to carry World of Radio 7 days a week on 9330, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, except Saturdays 1 hour earlier at 6:30. And this has already started, confirmed here on February 3rd and 4th in universal terms. That's Monday through Saturday at midnight 30 and Saturday at 23:30 on 9330, slightly variable, compatible USB. Hamburger Local Radio in Germany has changed frequency Saturday mornings, including during the World of Radio broadcast at 0730, moving from 7265 to 6190. Also on USB. The other broadcast at 15:30 remains on 7265. Sometimes when I listen via the remote in the Netherlands, there's heavy interference from China, sometimes not. Manuel Mendes in Spain was hearing the first broadcast on 6190 January 30th at 0731 and gave it a SINPO of 24322. One of the World of Radio times on WRMI has been bumped, but as far as I know, only one, Sunday at 09 UT on 5850. That's because starting in February, WRMI has decided to carry Brother Stair on 10, yes, you heard me right, 10 frequencies and transmitters at once, 24 hours a day, adding up to 240 transmitter hours on the air with BS every day. In order to accomplish this, for example, nighttime frequencies on the 5 MHz band stay on the air all day, and daytime frequencies on the 11 MHz band stay on the air all night. On 1500 kHz in our evenings, if I know KSTP in St. Paul, I hear some blues music, nothing but blues music from a weak station, which must be sort of to the southeast. Never heard any announcements, let alone IDs. However, here's a suggestion from Wally Leisering in Georgia. Could it be KCLF in Louisiana? Their website says their format is carrying the American Blues Network all night from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. on weekdays. It has been a 1 kilowatt daytimer, but now it has a construction permit to stay on at night with only 18 watts and 850 watts in the daytime. In ADX, Thomas Lindenthal in Germany heard a station 15 hertz below 3945, February 2nd at 1843, and wonders if it's Radio Vanuatu. Wolfgang Büschel says yes, they're on the air again after Japan Radio Nikkei leaves the channel. Port Vila heard at 1405 UT February 3rd via remotes in Qatar and in Japan, exactly 16 hertz below 3945 February 3rd. Both Ron Howard in California and I in Oklahoma were listening to ZBC Zanzibar 6015 February 1st at 0400 when they had Habari news in Swahili. I had it at S9. Ron says it was above average reception. The propagation outlook for Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active, February 4th, 8th, 9th, and 17th to 20th. ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4 on the 8th, 15 and 4 on the 18th. Solar flux rising from 90 February 7th to 105 on the 11th to 20th. And that's World of Radio 1811. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.